Barzani is the president of the KRG. He's a nationalistic leader. He's very anti-YPG and PYD, because obviously what they're sort of pushing is sort of stateless democracy. They no longer believe in a sort of any form of nationalism or anything like that. But what they want to create in Syria is a truly inclusive basically a federated Syria, where Kurds have control over their own lives, they have control over their own future, but they're very much plugged into the rest of the country and all the rest of it. So if we were to fast forward now really to much more recent events, after Raqqa was liberated, Turkey saw an opportunity. It saw America, which had been working hand in glove with the Kurds for so long, with the end goal of defeating ISIS, they presumed that the YPG would be less useful to the Americans, and that they could actually get away with attacking them, particularly in Afrin, which is the only canton that is not connected to the rest of Rojava. It's quite isolated. You've got the FSA in the south. It did have ISIS around it as well. But then after the Turkish intervention last year, Turkey has pretty much surrounded Afrin completely now. It's disastrous because they're now attacking Afrin because they see it as an isolated community. They want to connect the FSA regions of Jalalabad and Al-Bab with the FSA regions in the south. And it's a disaster because it's taking the fight off, the spotlight off the Islamic State. Resources are being directed to defend the communities of Afrin, and we're already seeing ISIS, a resurgence in ISIS. They're becoming much more bold. They're attacking communities now. They're rearming. They're forcing people to join them again. And there's a real potential that ISIS, who just a few months ago were in complete disarray and defeated, are now actually rising their ugly head again. So it's a real disaster, really.